Okay, so ready to dive in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Today we're tackling something I think a lot of folks out there deal with at some point. Workplace accommodations, especially here in California.
Big topic, lots to unpack.
Definitely. We're going to try and get beyond just like the basic definitions. You know, we're using this guide, California's Workplace Accommodation Laws, which is aimed at employers, but it's useful for everyone, really.
Oh, for sure. It lays out the whole landscape.
Right. So the goal today is to really untangle some of those, I guess you could say, trickier scenarios that come up in real life.
Yeah, because it's one thing to read the law, but then there's, you know, how it actually works out day to day.
Exactly. So first things first, I think it's helpful to remind ourselves that we're dealing with like two layers of law here in California, right?
Right. We've got the federal level, which is the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA.
Right, the ADA.
And then California has its own law, the Fair Employment and Housing Act, FAHO, which, you know, sometimes provides even more protection for employees.
So California is really kind of stepping up the game in terms of like inclusivity in the workplace.
Yeah, definitely setting a high standard.
Okay, so that's the legal framework.
Yeah.
But who are we actually talking about here? It's not every employee and it's not every business, right?
Right. So you've got to have a disability that, you know, actually impacts your ability to perform what they call the essential functions of your job.
Right. So it's got to be something that's directly related to your work.
Exactly. And then on the employer side, generally, these laws apply to businesses with like 5 or more employees.
Okay, so there are some thresholds there. Now, I think where things get a little murky is this whole idea of the interactive process.
Oh, yeah, that's a crucial one.
So can you kind of break down what makes that so important?
Okay, so imagine it like a conversation, right? A real back and forth between the employee and the employer.
Okay, so it's a two-way street.
Exactly. And the goal is to find solutions together. So it starts with the employee requesting an accommodation.
Right. They got to make their needs known.
Right. And then the employer, they have to, you know, really make a good faith effort to figure out what's going on, explore different options, you know.
So it's not just like, here's what I need, give it to me.
No, it's a process. And hopefully, you know, you come to a solution that works for everybody.
It's like that that story I read about where, you know, someone needed a special keyboard because of carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And the manager was like hesitant at first because of the cost.
Makes sense.
But they talked it out, did some research, and they found a, you know, more affordable option that still met the employee's needs. Everybody won.
Perfect example. Sadly, though, sometimes it doesn't go that smoothly.
Yeah, I bet. What are like some of the things that can go wrong?
Oh, you see it all the time. Miscommunication, assumptions, sometimes even like straight up legal battles. I had this case, a delivery driver hurt his back.
Oh.
Needed a modified van.
Yeah, to make deliveries.
Right. Employer just flat out said no. Undue hardship, they called it. Never even tried to figure out other options. Went to court, whole mess.
So what are some of those misconceptions, do you think, from the employer's side? What are they getting wrong about this process?
Well, a lot of times it's this fear that accommodations equal like huge costs, you know, or that it'll disrupt the whole business. And sometimes it is complicated, but often there are simple low-cost solutions.
Right. It doesn't have to be this big dramatic thing.
Exactly. And then there's this idea, you know, some employers have that it's like special treatment for some people.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
But that's not it at all. It's about leveling the playing field, making sure everyone has a fair shot.
Okay. So that's the employer's side. What about for employees? Any advice for someone who feels like maybe their request isn't being taken seriously?
Documentation. Write everything down. Your requests, doctor's notes, emails. You know, keep a record.
So if it does escalate, you've got proof.
Exactly. And remember, there are organizations out there, like the Job Accommodation Network, JAN. They offer free advice, can help you figure things out.
Great resources. Okay, so we've talked about this idea of what's reasonable, right? That seems to be at the heart of a lot of this.
Absolutely.
But reasonable can be, you know, kind of a subjective term, can't it?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of gray area there.
So how do we start to define what's reasonable in terms of like the law and accommodations?
Well, you got to look at it from both sides. The accommodation has to actually help the employee do their job, the core parts of it, right?
Right. It's got to be effective.
But on the flip side, it can't create what they call undue hardship for the employer.
Okay, so now we have to define undue hardship. What does that actually mean?
Think of it as a a major obstacle for the business, like a cost that just completely throws their budget out of whack.
Okay, significant financial burden.
Right. Or something that disrupts their whole operation or, you know, makes the workplace unsafe.
Right. Safety's a big one.
There's this case, this small business owner, they got hit with an accommodation request that would have, like, wiped out half their profits.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the court said, nope, that's undue hardship. It would have sunk the whole business.
So it's really about finding that balance, right? What the employee needs versus what the employer can reasonably provide.
Finding that sweet spot. And it's always evolving, too, you know? Like, technology, that's opening up a whole new world of possibilities for accommodations.
That's a great point. Things are constantly changing.
Yeah, it's a dynamic landscape, definitely.
Okay, so we covered a lot. We talked about who these laws protect,
yeah,
how that interactive process should work, and even got into the legal weeds a bit with undue hardship.
It's complex, but ultimately it's about creating workplaces where everybody has the chance to succeed.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So for everyone listening out there, as you go about your day, think about your own workplace. You know, is it as inclusive as it could be? What could you do, even small things, to make it better? Just some food for thought as we wrap up our deep dive today.
Great advice.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, it really was. See you next time.
Sounds good.